Well, so happy to welcome in right now the head coach of the Browns under very happy circumstances, beating the Steelers. You got to feel great about that, Pat.
Well, I'm happy for our guys. We found a way to finish a football game. And when it's 20-14 for quite a while there, you know, one bad play and, you know, you're on the losing side of it. And we found a way to finish it. And I think that's important. You know, we got ahead of them throughout the game. And then on obviously the last play of the first half, they go up 14-13. And it would have been very easy for a team to start to doubt. And we came back out and played good, tough, physical football. I knew that was going to be one of those games where you got to go toe-to-toe from the first snap to the last. And very pleased with the way our guys responded.
You've been around this game a long time. I know you've coached it from the offensive side throughout your career, but to see your defense produce 8 turnovers, can you remember being around something like that before as a coach?
No, I've been around games, you know, where you have 4 or 5 or maybe even 6, but not that many. And I think, you know, there's anytime there's a turnover, it takes 2 to tango.
Right.
You know, in most situations, you know, whether it's an interception or a fumble, you know, and, you know, if we had that happen to us, I'd be talking about ball security like Mike probably is.
Sure.
And then, you know, from the flip side, you know, I have to give our guys credit for they put some good knocks on those runners, which helped jar the ball loose.
And, yeah, there's something to be said for ball security, but I think there's a lot to be said for the effort of stripping, of taking the ball away. And it looked like technically or tactically your players with each encounter, each point of attack encounter, they were targeting that ball and making it happen. I know that it can target it in other circumstances and not get a turnover, but it just seemed like you've been well-schooled in that area.
Well, I think they did a really nice job of challenging the football. And, again, we know how it happens. Things come in bunches. You know, last week we had 7 sacks. This week, 8 turnovers. So hopefully there's another good, you know, statistic defensively next week. But I think what happens is we're getting – a lot of guys back on defense. They've had a chance to play together for a couple weeks. Well, we got to reinsert Joe Hayden into the lineup, which I wasn't aware of some of the statistics with him playing and then him not. And so, you know, and I think our guys went out and played hard. And, you know, that's the message there. If you play hard and you play tough, you know, you have a chance for good things to happen.
It's been said, of course, that when an offense benefits by that many turnovers, it should be very productive. Your offense, a couple of touchdowns, but one would think that maybe there would have been more points to come from that. How do you look at how it worked out offensively for the Browns?
Well, of course, we would have liked to, you know, had more points. Again, you want to score more points than they did, and we were fortunate enough to do that. However you get to that point, you know, we got down in the red zone. We threw a touchdown pass, and, of course, Trent ran one in and then kicked a couple field goals. But I think what's important is to remember, and I watched it field level, that's an outstanding defense that we played against, and they were playing inspired football. And, you know, I had a chance last year to play them twice, and we came out on the wrong end of things in 2 close games. And so I just feel happy for our guys that we were able to finish. And so hopefully we can learn from that. I told the folks downstairs, we got to hit the reset button, get ready to play the Oakland Raiders, because that's absolutely the only way you can do this thing.
Sure.
And that's where we're at.
Even though you would never use any excuses for anything that goes wrong, but when you have a quarterback who gets a pick 6 on the 4th play from scrimmage of the game, the fact that Brandon Whedon is a rookie and the fact that he's facing Dick LeBeau in that defense, to some would say that's not a real shock that some schematically something could come up there that could be a difficulty for a young quarterback. So that happened, but was it, first of all, your reaction to how that kind of took place, and then 2, more importantly, I guess, how he responded, because he didn't go into any kind of a shell.
No, he didn't. And, you know, you see that happen quite frequently. You know, we had a receiver that was open on a shallow cross, and, you know, by all rights, had the ball not been tipped, you know, we could have had a completion in a first down. We keep the drive alive, and we're off and running. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. Ball gets tipped, it gets picked, goes back for a touchdown. So, you know, there are going to be good plays, there are going to be bad plays, and then that's one of those horrendous plays that you don't want to have. And so what's important is after that is you stop the bleeding, you know, you field the kickoff, you don't fumble it, you get back on offense and go out and play. And I think that's what's I think we, you know, I think we handle that in a good way. And then, of course, when they got the ball back soon after that, we caused them to fumble and we went down and kicked the field goal. So now you're sitting at 7-3, and you're back on track a little bit.
Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, his usual Monday spot with us. The approach offensively to running the football as often as you did, you had 29 carries for Trent Richardson. The 2.9 yards per wasn't, I'm sure, what you'd want. But, again, going up against that defense, you were persistent with it, and you just kept sticking with it throughout the game. Can you give some observations on why you went about it that way?
Well, I think it's important to keep Trent involved, and that means, for the most part, running the football. Although he's done an outstanding job of catching the football, he adds anywhere from 30 to 50 yards a game with catches. And so, you know, that's why you do it, because, you know, he's proven – in his short career here that he can get the ball in the end zone. And so that's why you do it. And plus it's important, whatever you characterize as balance, you know, I do believe in running the football. I think it's important. But then that also, you know, leads me to talking about how you have to throw the ball efficiently.
A lot of people were asking you today in your news conference, usual Monday news conference, about the team's identity, and that it is maybe now clear that it's defined by defense, because your defense has been pretty strong, even though you've gone through some trials and tribulations with people hurt and so forth. Do you go along with that, especially coming off a game like this?
Well, I want to build on the fact that we played two good games here on defense, you know, and I think that's important. I want us to be a physical team. I want us to be a team that finds a way to be opportunistic. I think it's important. One of the huge statistics is, you know, in terms of pointing or correlating to wins is the turnover ratio. So I want to be a team that takes care of the football, but I also want to have a team that, you know, takes it away from them. And hey, what I want, you know, that doesn't matter. It's what shows up on the field. And you know, at least yesterday we did a good job of getting turnovers and for the most part taking care of the ball.
The other thing you got out of yesterday, I thought, was a very solid special teams game, both in terms of the way Reggie Hodges – I mean, Phil Dawson was Phil Dawson money on his two kicks, two field goal tries, but the punting of Reggie Hodges and your coverage.
Yeah, I think, you know, I try to mention that each week. I really do feel like we've, you know, we've kind of established ourselves as a pretty good special teams unit, you know, and I think their play, for the most part, this season has been pretty solid. And we've got some young players on the team that help you in terms of your coverage units. We've got some veteran guys on special teams like Josh Cribbs, of course, and Phil Dawson and Reggie Hodges. And, you know, we've got some veteran guys in those units, and they take great pride in their work. And if you're going to win football games, especially in our division, where most games are pretty tight and very you know, very tough games, you're gonna have to make an impact on special teams. And you know, you've seen the week before when Baltimore played Pittsburgh, you know, a touchdown on a return, you know, kind of made the difference. And so, you know, we spent a lot of time on it. We did last year. We just didn't get the results we wanted. And now I think Chris and Sean and all the guys that do such good work on special teams, plus the players themselves, have done a good job. Now they just got to keep it going.
Sure. You got an interesting week ahead as you start the preparation for the Raiders, which I know began today, but your quarterback, Brandon Whedon, suffering the concussion in the game. Just how will you go about gauging this week? What's the process of seeing where he's at and whether or not he would be able to play on Sunday?
Well, as we know, there's strict protocol now as guys recover from, you know, concussion. So we'll take him through the process. We'll get him out there when the time is right. We'll get him as much work as we can. And if for some reason Brandon cannot play, then I have all the confidence in the world that Colt will go in there and execute. And if that's the case, we do it.
Is there a balance of letting the process play out on Brandon, and then also knowing that you got to, you know, sufficiently prepare potentially for Colt McCoy to play?
Well, I think what's important to know in this league is that you get a guy ready to play, and whoever plays backup has to be able to go in and function with not near as many reps and sometimes no reps.
Right.
So we'll just see where we're at on Wednesday when we start practicing. And I've been in this situation before where you've had a quarterback that, you know, was, you know, may or may not play.
Sure.
And so then you just you get them prepared and you go play, and you trust the fact that they're going to go out and do a good job.
You look at the growth and development of a team, and I know these things kind of come in phases, but I think one of the things that I'm sure you want to point to and have been pointing to with the previous two wins you had is stringing some wins together, trying to get back-to-back wins. And to, in your case, to go from a home situation to now across the country makes it that much harder against Oakland. But I'm sure that would be a big part of your message this week.
You know, we were we won a division game at home against an opponent that we've had no success beating. And you know, that was last week's story. And I'm happy that we found a way to finish. Okay, so that's that. Now what's important is you hit the reset button on the preparation, and we got to do what we can now to go. Because if you're going to establish yourself as a team that can win football games, you got to be able to go and do it on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be able to, you know, try to win games in, you know, back-to-back. So, you know, those are all the things that, you know, will happen if we win the football game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you don't really focus on that. What you focus on is preparing to play the Raiders, go play the game, and if you do all the right things and make enough plays, then that'll happen.
And the keys to that game are that it's long distance, and even though they've been struggling, you know that that's a team that you've got to prepare and play your best against.
Yeah, what you see about the Raiders is they can be explosive on offense. They've had games where they've scored lots of points. Okay, so that's there. We know that. And then on defense, of course, you know they've got a defense that looks a lot like the one that we faced in Dallas. I mean, they are big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are big men, and they're very talented. And so it's going to be a challenge for us there. And you know, it's going to be a matter of whether we do all the right things. And you can't look at records. You really
right.
can't in this
right.
league, because you see week in and week out where, you know, somebody that nobody gave a shot, you know, to win
right.
wins. And, you know, I think that's what's important is we watch the tape, we get prepared, and go play.
Coach, thank you very much, and we'll talk next week.
All right, thank you.
He is Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.